Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Because you can really get away with anything you want as a woman on two different occasions. When you turn 21 and when you fast forward to when you get married also. Like, people are just throwing things at free things. They sit you first class. You get anything you want the day you get married. But then reality. Then it's reality.
then it
That's
sucks
not the real world.
There's no other time in a woman's life after that.
All right, so before we even get into the voicemails, how do you think this is best? Do you think you just tell us about the night, or should you tell us about the night throughout the entire as I play the cuts?
The first call was at Twisted Taco. I mean, I think after the cuts, but up to this point, at this point, I guess the second voicemail, I went to dinner with my family. I had a pomegranate martini at dinner, strongest martini I'm not a martini drinker, but it was a strong drink.
Did you order for the whole table too? Because you're 21.
No, it was just my parents and I. And so then my friend took me to a liquor store and we bought a couple mini bottles. And it was her half birthday. We have this big joke. So we took them in the car before we went into Twisted Taco to meet up with everyone else. And we went to dinner and all of my friends were eating, but I had already eaten. So I was just throwing them back.
Okay.
They were all like, you're not drunk enough yet. Just keep drinking. So they're all eating and I'm like, can I just get another one?
What was the drink of choice in the other places?
Most places it's my birthday surprise me.
Oh, no.
Oh, so it's a combo.
Wow. It was a big combo night. Combo.
It's like a buffet of drinks.
Yeah, and I can say this now, but at Twisted Taco, every time the waiter would take too long to bring my drink, one of my friends got me a bunch of mini bottles. She would pour a mini bottle into my glass and just be like, just drink this. And I would drink it straight.
Wow. So you went hard, you went heavy. You were going to do this right.
Yeah, you'll hear.
Okay, so again, this is the first one from Twisted Taco, and this one's around, 7 o'clock at night? Is that what we established?
7:45, I think.
Sent at 7:43 p.m.
Hey, Bert Show, it's intern Reshma. I am at Twisted Taco right now. It's like 7-something. Finally met up with my friends, and I have been carded 3 times so far. I've had, I think, 2 or 3 mini bottles since you've got, and I'm getting a surprise drink from Twisted Taco, so I'm feeling pretty good. All right, I'll call you later.
Okay, so we're pre-gaming right now a little bit.
Yep.
Okay? Are you ready to go ahead and play second one?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you remember leaving these?
I remember most of them. I remember leaving all of them. I can't remember what I said.
Okay.
I remember the general content of all of them.
See, I think it's going to be right now, it's easy to ask her ahead of time what they're about, but in about 2 more messages, I think you're going to say, now what's the next one? And
this next one, I think, is the one I'm most embarrassed. This next one, the one after, is the one I'm most embarrassed about, because I can't believe I told myself I wouldn't do it, because it's one of those drunk tendencies I always do.
Oh, well, let's play it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there are going to be mini stories, I think, with each and every one.
Sent at 8:48 p.m.
So what's your name?
Jacob.
Hey, Bert Show, it's Reshma. I'm at Twisted Taco still, and
Jacob
has brought me some free drinks, so I'm f-ing awesome right now. But I'm feeling great, and I've had a couple of mini bottles, a couple of drinks, some stuff, some shots, some other stuff. I don't remember, but I'll call you later. Bye.
Okay, so we're getting a little goofier here.
All right.
Starting to get a little looser.
Sentences don't quite come to a full closure, you know?
I think Jen just said a curse word or two in there.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay. Yeah.
Did that have what you said you wouldn't do in there? Or
the next one.
Okay, here we go.
It's definitely the next one.
And that last one was still a Twisted Taco, so you're there for over an hour and a half.
Yeah, everyone had dinner. I mean, the first voicemail was right when I got there.
Okay.
So we were there a good chunk of time.
Sent at 9:36 p.m.
Hey, Bert Show, it's Reshma. I'm here at Reroll because Melissa told me about it.
What?
But it's really, really hot in here.
I'm kind of dying. No, I didn't. And so it's really hot in here, and I'm drinking some sort of surprise drink that the bartender gave me. And I apologize
Madonna.
For not calling earlier. I think I was supposed to call earlier. But it's really hot in here. I wish there was tons of air conditioning on or something. Other than that, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are having a good night.
All right, bye. Okay, the accent?
What is that?
What's the story behind the English accent?
My dad's British, so I mean, I go in England a lot. But when I was in Spain this past couple of months, my friends and I, for some reason, one night just all started talking in accents. And it was this giant thing. And it's not
just so
always
you know,
one.
If
that
you're,
night was British.
Hey, Reshma, if you're in Spain, you're already talking with an accent.
Right.
So you don't have to pretend to do one.
But around each other, it would be either a British accent, an Australian accent. Like, we would pull out the most random accents. So that night it was British.
I assume at Re-Raw you would have done Irish. But, you know, English close.
Apparently
close.
Not. No.
I do the same thing. I think I'm doing Irish, and then people are like, well, right. Why are you talking like you're from Jamaica? I'm like, huh?
Well, my friend who's keeping my phone was being really nice. And, like, normally she takes my phone, I told you guys, and doesn't let me drunk dial. Mm-hmm. But that night she was being really nice, and she's like, it's your birthday, call whoever you want. I'm sure people want to hear from you. So I called my friend who I always do it with, and she started talking like that just as a joke. And so I guess by the time I called you guys, I was still in it. And I didn't realize that my friends were like, what are you doing? And of course, hilarious. They thought it was hilarious.
So,
right, so
we've got time confusion going on now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sent at 10:40 p.m.
Were you at that point?
I was at Sutra, and they had free kamikaze and bubblegum drinks until 11:30. So everyone who saw it was my birthday brought me one over. And the next day I counted how much I drank. I cannot believe how much I drank.
It's a crazy amount.
Ridiculous.
All right, so in that one, our voice is getting a little louder.
Yeah, a little more
high-pitched. We're a little more touchy-feely, a little more love.
Getting a little more curse words.
You are the stereotypical drunk girl.
Like,
the first thing starts with, oh my God, the waiter's over here, give me drinks. And then there was, I love everybody.
We have four more to go.
Sent at 11:27 p.m.
Hey, it's Breakfast Town. This is Jay Town. I picked up your girl, Reshma, and I just started the street. Pretty drunk. I'm drunk. You know, we having a night. We doing our thing.
Oh, you're playing my song, right?
Reshma is totally up right now. She's down on info with some guys.
Okay, so message 4-5 now.
That was
you're not
friends.
Even capable of leaving your own message.
Who was that dude?
No, those were two of my really good friends. Okay. Those are people taking care of me. And they came over to me to tell me it was time to call, and I was at Sutra on a Monday, so it was empty, and I was dancing by myself, and my song was on.
Okay.
So I didn't want to leave. So they decided to make the call for me.
Okay.
Those are the people taking care of you?
Yeah.
Isn't that like asking a blind person to help you cross the street?
Are they both pretty jacked up at that point also?
No, one of them drank in the beginning, and then the guy, I think he was pretty, but the girl, she was completely sober, hopefully-ish. Okay. I don't know.
Well said.
So you're in Sutra Lounge, they're playing your jam, mm-hmm. So you're dancing by yourself, all right? This is voicemail number 6.
Sent at 12:09 a.m.
I don't remember that one, I'm not gonna lie. I have no record. I thought she only called once, so I did not expect that.
That was her, or was that you?
That was her, and then I think I was in the background.
You were the screamer?
I think so.
You were the wooer.
I think so. I think I was the woo girl.
That's all I can do.
Anybody ever say woo sober?
Mm-mm. Never. Was that Sutra also?
Yeah, we say it's Sutra the rest of
the whole night. Okay.
Yeah, because at that point, people were just kind of showing up randomly, and I think my friend was sick of telling people where we were, so it was just like people kept coming and leaving.
So if you're going to see her at Sutra.
Yep.
Sent at 12:53 a.m.
Bertrand! It's intern Reshma here.
Woo!
I'm calling at the end-ish of the night. I think this will be my last call, but I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. My cousin just met me at a bar, and I was at a bar, and I was pretty drunk. They were, like, feeding me alcohol there. They, like, IV'd me in, like, alcohol there. But I was feeling pretty good. My DD is driving, so, I mean, I can't tell if she's driving straight or not, but it's pretty good. And I had an awesome night. And I will see you guys tomorrow. But awesome, awesome, awesome night. Like, memorable, maybe not, maybe sort of memorable night. But I guess I'll talk to you guys at work. And so, thanks. I love you guys. Reshma at Q100.
Hey, yeah, that, signing off.
That guy making noise in the background, was he awake or were those sleep
noises?
Because that's the same noise that I make to indicate to the cab driver perhaps he should pull over. Hey, we end 285.
Now what I'm hearing here also is like you're past the mountain of energy and now you're ready to crash out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is the very last one of the night. And these are our intern Reshma turning 21 Monday night, leaving voicemails for us every hour.
Sent at 1:13 a.m.
Hey, Bert Show, it's intern Reshma here. I'm on my way home with my BFF and keeper of the phone, Rocky. I had an awesome night. The last place I went to, they gave me like bottles and bottles and shots of free. So it's been a pretty good night. Sutra gave me some good. And that was good for myself. And it was good for. And so I'm hoping I'll wake up in time for my project tomorrow. But if not, I think I'll make it. Hopefully you guys will enjoy this. Until then, I'm going to grab some food and get some Taco Bell and go home. But until then, have a good night.
It's time for fourth meal.
There did seem like another accent that kind of kicked in at the very, very end there.
Taco Bell at 2 a.m. So good.
By the way, I had a 1 o'clock class and a 5:30, and I made it to neither.
Oh, neither one.
Did you really?
I last night going to bed was still a struggle.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. My first birthday.
I have never been that hungover my entire life. My mom was the entire day just making fun of me. She's like, do you want to go here? The entire day. It was horrible.
Just so you know, the urban legend at my college was that you didn't have to go to class on the day after your 21st birthday.
Right. Right. Because universities will honor that.
Mm-hmm. Was your English accent voicemail 3 or 4?
I think it was 4.
That was the fourth one.
Sent at 10:40 p.m.
That's a bad one, too.
What? Okay. Hey,
let's go. Let's go. Yeah, I guess
I'm going to have yeah.
The Bert Show.